Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Burnt Sienna by David Morrell, performed by Phil Giganti. To Danny Barora, foreign agent extraordinaire. That's my last Duchess painted on the wall, looking as if she were alive. Robert Browning. Part 1. 1. From Newsweek. That was a long time ago. I don't think about it. Malone claims, but if, according to the critics, his paintings celebrate life more than any artist since the Impressionists, one can't help suspecting that the sensuality in his work is a reaction to the nightmare he barely survived on the night of December 20th, 1989, during the U.S. invasion of Panama. A painter who was once a military helicopter pilot, in the cutthroat competition of today's art world, that dramatic juxtaposition between Malone's violent past and artistic present accounts for part of his mystique. But while his marine background is exotic to some patrons, it also initially made critics skeptical that his work had merit. As Douglas Fennerman, Malone's art representative, points out, "Chase had to work twice as hard to earn his reputation. From that point of view, it doesn't hurt to have a soldier's background if you want to survive on the battlefield of the galleries in Manhattan." Certainly, Malone looks more like a soldier than any stereotype of an artist. 6 feet tall, sinewy, more than muscular, he has a sun-bronzed face and ruggedly attractive features. Interviewed on the beach near his home on the Mexican resort of Cozumel, he had just completed his daily exercise of a 5-mile jog coupled with an hour of calisthenics. His sandy hair, bleached by the Caribbean sun,